A recent ruling from the highest court in Massachusetts is being hailed as an important victory for workers' rights. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court said workers at a Franklin County bean sprout processing plant who sometimes work up to 70 hours per week are entitled to overtime pay. Chang and Sons Farm in Whately had claimed an overtime exception for the employees. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bill Newman, director of the Western Regional Office of the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
The issue in the Chang Farm case is and was, do these workers in this so-called farming enterprise, are they entitled to overtime? Are they entitled to overtime pay, which really matters because many of these workers work up to 70 hours a week, and they get no overtime pay. So the Supreme Judicial Court was asked to decide the question, never before presented to it. Does the Massachusetts labor law, the applicable labor law, mean that these workers earn overtime? Because Chang Farm said, no, you don't. You can work 70 hours, and you get your $8 an hour, and you're done. And the Supreme Judicial Court decided that the workers at Chang Farm are covered, indeed protected, by the Massachusetts labor law. We should point out that Chang Farm, as the Supreme Judicial Court does point out in its decision, is not what you really think of as a farm. It's a bean sprout operation. And it is true that the bean sprouts are grown in the facility at Chang Farm, but this is an enormous building. It's a hydroponic operation, and computers basically grow the sprouts. The workers, the plaintiffs in this case, they don't grow sprouts. They clean, they inspect, they sort, they weigh, they package, they clean the facility. They have the sprouts prepared for market. They put them on pallets. They do all of that work. And the Supreme Judicial Court decided clearly and unanimously that these individuals, these workers, these employees are not engaged in farming, agriculture, as those terms are used in the Massachusetts statute. And that's important because there is, in fact, an exception to the overtime provision in Massachusetts law, which says that certain agricultural workers do not receive overtime, are not covered by minimum wage or the normal minimum wage, and thus are not entitled to overtime. And the Supreme Judicial Court in this case decided that exception, that agricultural exception, does not apply to these workers. And that's an extremely important and precedent-setting decision.
And is this going to lead to changes in workplaces and in overtime pay requirements at places other than this one bean sprout factory?
I think the answer to that is yes. I also I'm not in a position to be able to tell you now, not just because I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of workers will be covered and impacted by this decision, but it's clearly going to impact workers and employees and employers far beyond Chang Farm.
And so that's why the decision's important.
It's one of the reasons the decision's important. I think the other reason the decision's important is that it shows that the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court will interpret protective labor laws for the benefit of marginalized communities, and that what we have in this case is vindication of those rights. I think that the application of the principle that an injury to one is an injury to all really shows itself in this case. And as a corollary, that remediation of the injury is a benefit to all. There really is a vindication of rights of everyone in the Commonwealth in this case, saying that our most marginalized workers and employees on who we depend, I mean, but for workers like the Chang Farm workers, we don't eat. Those persons are entitled to the benefit of protective labor laws, and the Supreme Judicial Court was clear about that.
And these workers at Chang Farm, they will be getting back pay as a result of this, correct?
The answer to that question is yes. There are 16 plaintiffs in this case. The case is returned to the Superior Court of Massachusetts for, among other things, a determination of the damages That is the back pay and the overtime that these employees and former employees are entitled to.
What else would you like people to know about this case, Bill?
I think it shows the power of collective action, that individuals who said, we have rights, we're entitled to certain protections, and we have been wronged, and they brought the case. They suffered a setback in the Superior Court initially, but the Supreme Judicial Court has vindicated those rights. And as I mentioned, I think that's a victory, not just for these 16 plaintiffs, but for everyone in Massachusetts.